Okay, that brings us to, we have two items left on the agenda. The first one is a bit of a sticky wicket, but I'm just going to bring it up, which is just a question about setting the dates of PNB meetings for 2011 beyond the Houston meeting. There's been a proposal to have one less meeting than was scheduled. There's also the scenario where we can simply punt this decision to the new PNB in January. So I guess the question is, does the coordinating committee have any further role to play in making recommendations or thinking about this, or do we just want to punt it to the new PNB and forget about it?
Well, I thought that, this is George, I thought Arlene's suggestion about thinking about where meetings were going to be when, so that they weren't in expensive cities like New York or San Francisco at times when sort of peak times for the convention business in those cities made some sense. So I think one thing we could do is to look at what the schedule will be if we don't do anything and see whether there's some reordering to be done. Now, I know, of course, that as soon as you do reordering, you're liable to get complaints from one place or the other that, wait a minute, it's our turn next and so on. So there is certainly a problem there, but I don't think it's a serious problem in the sense that the rotation is, does it really matter whether you switch one or two around where you go? I don't think so. So, and perhaps people can be made to understand that. So I think it'd be worth taking a few minutes and just either now or have somebody take a look at it offline and just decide if we meet on the month that we're supposed to. And I don't see any reason why we shouldn't try to do that. And in the cities that we're scheduled to at the moment, will we run into the problem that Arlene says or not? I'll make that as a motion, I guess, that we consider that and either right now or decide to have some person designated to look at it.
Arlene to the stack.
Okay.
Richard
Arlene
to the stack.
And then Richard. Okay.
Arlene, you're up.
I'd like to move that we switch the Washington and Los Angeles meetings, you know, come to Los Angeles in the spring, which I don't think is a problem for extra expense, and go to Washington in the summer when there's enough government business shut down that it would be much cheaper to find a hotel there at that time. In terms of the fall, we'd be scheduled according to the regular schedule for Berkeley. And the only thing I would caution is that we better make sure it's not a football weekend, or else we need to consider making a switch there. But to switch that with New York puts us back to New York in an expensive month. So I'm not sure that's a, you know, good idea. So I'm not sure about what we should do about the fall. But one easy thing would be just to look at the Cal football schedule and make sure we aren't scheduling a weekend that they have a home game.
What I will also say is there were a couple of options in Berkeley when I looked into this in July that were fairly low cost that didn't work with the particular weekend that we had. But there were a couple of opportunities through the campus that were pretty inexpensive that I think we could look at again.
Sure.
And with a little more advanced notice, it probably wouldn't be that hard to set up.
Yeah. But again, not on a football weekend.
Right. Yeah, but there were some options on the campus that just didn't work out with that particular weekend for schedule, but probably would with more advanced notice.
Yeah.
Okay. There were other folks on the track. I think Richard.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Mr. Posey will get on base here. But that was for LaVarne. I think that what George and Arlene are saying makes sense, and you know, we've talked about it in the past. It's more that talk about and doesn't get done kind of thing. Instead of specifically setting up a meeting now, I think it would be good to get more information, and maybe from each area, the representative from each area go out and research what time of year is good, bad, and ugly for different ones, and then us get back together at our next meeting and decide what to do with that information. I don't know that we have enough information at this point, but I think scheduling things, not just for peak activity kind of stuff, but you don't want to come to Houston in the summer. You don't want to be in Houston. Nobody wants to be in Houston in the summer. The fall, football's everywhere. They even play it in Texas. But I think we ought to do that. But I think we ought to go gather some information and come back to the next meeting with it. I don't know if that's a substitute or what. I like the way you massage things and make them into something.
I do think that we should be moving with a date and a place, though, for spring, quickly.
Well, that's probably a good idea. When do we meet again?
We're not up to that yet. But what I would say is because we used to meet on the first Wednesday of the month, so we have a meeting scheduled as soon as November 3rd, which is pretty soon.
I have a suggestion. Which is we take Arlene's suggestion as to reversing the sequence, and we ask the folks in the two affected places, which would be Washington and Los Angeles, to do a comparison for us. What can you get on a weekend? But doesn't matter too much as long as it's in the months it's scheduled for. In Washington, in either of those two times, that is to say, if we do flip it, and if we don't flip it, what can you do for us? And that requires somebody, and I guess it's got to have to be the members of the coordinating committee who are from those places.
Why don't you do it for everywhere? Why just so?
Well, because it's more work, and I think we probably have some sense of where it's. In any case, that's my proposal: is that that they go and check the cost. I mean, we're sort of the assumption is that it really makes a difference, and the difference in cost is worth switching it around. And if it is, I think it is. But we should find that out. And the ones that we have to do, I think Arlene's right too. I mean, we need to do it with the spring meeting first, and so that's. Let's start there and see whether switching that around to the LA meeting is going to save us some money. So that would be my suggestion.
Richard to the stack.
Okay. Richard, you're on the stack.
I think it's counterproductive to do piecemeal stuff. I think we're going to get information, but I get information across the board. I don't think we know enough at this point about our finances to set meetings at this point. I think surely we can wait till November to talk about spring of next year. I was very supportive of lining out the whole year, but I think that if I was coming on that new board and this board had set their activities in concrete, I would be pissed off. And I think that
George, the stack, please.
I think we owe it to them to let them be involved. And I think if we go to them with information about this is a suggestion because of this activity here and this activity there, across the board, so that we know what's happening everywhere, not just in one or two places.
George.
Okay, George.
I didn't say that we were going to book these meetings. I said we were going to find out about what the costs of booking the meetings are and make a recommendation to the PNB about perhaps switching them around. I think the PNB has to act on that.
And it would be just as well, I think, if we acted on it rather than the subsequent one in terms of switching it out, switching them around. It doesn't have to. We don't have to specify the dates. We don't have to book anything. But at least we only have another couple of months. We'll have another meeting next month. We can have this information by that time and make a decision about those two meetings. And I'm not sure what else needs to be done in terms of the other meetings. Maybe there is more that should be done, but I don't see anything on the agenda at the moment. So I think that's what we ought to do is to, I guess it would be Alonzo and
Rico.
And Rico. Oh, right. Rico's not here. Right.
Rico's our Los Angeles guy, yes.
Yeah.
I absolutely accept that.
So that's my proposal. That was what I suggested as. Actually, that's sort of...
Point of information.
Can I finish?
Wasn't Arlene asking for a specific springtime date?
Yes. I have a suggestion to procedurally. Let's let George finish. We'll get to you, and then I think we can come up with a procedure that will address all the objections and let us...
And Arlene back, too.
That was a point of information.
I know.
Can I get an answer to my question, please?
Sorry,
you want to answer it?
I didn't get that Arlene was suggesting a definite date and we were going to book it. I got that she was suggesting that we look into it. But let Arlene answer the question.
Is Arlene still there? Thank you.
I was not actually asking for a specific date then, but I do feel I recommended some time ago that I thought we should set dates a year in advance, and I still believe that that would improve our situation considerably. And so I think that to look 6 months ahead is not unreasonable, and the fact that it's going to be a different board coming in January, they should do the same thing next year.
Okay, so Richard, did you want to make a comment, or was it just the point of information part?
No, I was just asking that because that has a bearing on the motion.
Okay. Well, this is Tracy. I am thinking that maybe we need to sort of kick this over to November. I think it's fine to ask Alonzo and Rico to look into possibilities, but I think maybe this is that we're not really ready to do this until the first week of November, and that is still a year in advance.
Oh, it's 6 months in advance.
Well, yeah.
But that was the comment that I was going to make, Tracy, was that I thought that if we could get the information from those two cities, at least we'd be able to make an informed decision next month.
Right. So we're kind of heading in the same direction. So I presume that George's motion, the intent of it is to ask Alonzo and Rico to look into the efficacy of switching the two meetings around. It sounds like we're sticking with the four-meeting schedule in the bylaws, and we're just looking to do that as economically as possible, which makes sense. I don't think Berkeley in the fall is a problem at all. And then, based on the information that they're giving us, we could put a motion on the floor to make that switch and for the coordinating committee to recommend that in November. Is that about right?
Sounds right to me.
I have a substitute motion. I have a substitute motion.
Okay. What's the substitute?
The substitute is that all five of the station areas report back in November any difficult times or make a recommendation of specifically, a time to do it.
Okay, well, we have Washington and L.A. I'm the Berkeley report back. So that would just involve Nia from New York and Houston, which would involve you. So, Nia, are you willing to report back on bad times to have a meeting in New York?
I could just tell you right now. I think the best time to come to New York is in January, which is the way it used to be, And then when 3 years ago, when D.C. switched with L.A., then we never got back on schedule. But the best time to come to New York is after the holidays, which is in January.
Okay. Well, actually, on the current schedule, that's exactly when we would go to New York. Right? It would be 2012 or whatever.
So we're back on
schedule. No problem there.
That's right. Right. Okay.
Okay.
And then Houston would be the April meeting, and April in Houston is lovely, so that would be fine.
No, Houston wouldn't be the April. How would Houston be the April meeting?
Well, let's see. We've got Washington,
April,
L.A.
2012.
April 2012.
Berkeley.
Oh, in 2012. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, that would work fine.
Or 11.
No, that's 11.
Okay, so it doesn't seem like your motion is really in conflict with George's to me, Richard. It sounds like we can discuss all five signal areas when we're figuring out the most economical order of meetings.
One can actually call any hotel in an area and get that kind of information and also Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, so Let's actually get to closure. So the substitute motion is that at the next coordinating committee, or by email if they can't be present, the point people from each signal area will report on their local conditions and the most economical times to have most economical seasons to have a PNB meeting in their area, and the most expensive times to have a PNB meeting in their area. And the coordinating committee will consider that in recommending a schedule for 2011-2012.
But no, specifically, I wanted included that LA and PFW and Washington look into that particular switch.
Okay, and that LA and Washington look into the 2011 switch. Richard,
yes.
Is that okay for your for the substitute motion to include that?
I think it's still focusing on LA, and I think it's still focusing on LA and Washington, and I think that's ridiculous. But other than that, no, excuse me.
Okay, well, thinking it ridiculous and objecting to it being in the motion are two different things. Because if you want it out of there, then we'll have to vote for one or the other. If you can live with it, it'll just be one motion.
Just live with it. Come on.
It's up to Richard. What do you want to do?
The only reason for it to be there, Richard, is that they're the next two cities coming up.
I withdraw from this conversation. Thank you.
Oh, no. Well, I think that means procedurally that we should vote for the substitute and then for the original. So let's go ahead and do that.
Is it Miss Baker?
Tracy? Yeah.
Tracy,
yeah.
This is Nia. This is Nia.
Since Richard withdrew, how about if I make it to make that an amendment to the substitute to include specifically LA and DC switching?
Okay. Let's do that. So we have one motion, and the motion is that the PMB reps from each signal area will report by either, the coordinating committee reps from each signal area will report back to the coordinating committee by the November 3rd meeting the best and worst seasons to have meetings in their signal area, and specifically whether or not they recommend switching the spring Los Angeles and D.C. meetings to maximize savings. That's the combined amendment. I mean, that's the combined motion. And is there objections to that? Okay, presumably not. So that will be the motion by consensus, and I will send it out to the members of the committee who are not present. Okay, the last thing we had on the agenda was the item that Nia added, which had to do with the affiliates election. I'm not entirely sure it's in order, but why don't you go ahead, Nia, and present it.
Okay. Since I've been on the board, 2007? I can't remember now, but the coordinating committee has always done that. in terms of coming up with the printed ballots, saying who it's going to be mailed to, in terms of the counting of the votes, and, you know, those logistics. So they've always done that. The deadline is November 15th. I sent Athea and Jim reminders to send out to the GRC and to their affiliates, all to area there for people, notifying them about the deadline. I can go back to my email and dig up some of the old stuff from last year. Last year, I think the way it worked was we did email only, and it was Jamie Ross and Athea who basically did the tallying and so forth. Well, Athea is here, but, you know, there are other people who can do the STV, and it worked quite well. But we need to do that so that people can be notified, so they could book their flights in time for the January meeting and give them sufficient time so it won't cost the foundation that much money. It's really not that difficult because the process was already worked out. So just a matter of doing that. And, you know, the ballot, we could use the same ballot, the same format. But notifying people that the deadline is the 15th and how they go about getting their nominations in.
Stack, George.
George?
Yeah, we're doing this already. The affiliates committee voted, the task force voted to do it through the national office to have the stuff sent there because Athea is, I mean, that's what they said anyway, that Athea is likely to be a candidate. So they thought it was more appropriate, and I've asked Ursula to send out to all the affiliates with a copy of the bylaws as to how you are, the piece of the bylaws that tells you how you have to go about applying what you need, and to send the information to Christine Niera in the national office. So that should be done already.
And they were notified about the deadline, George, of November 15th?
Sure.
That they have to get everything in by November 15th?
Yes.
Okay.
Athea, Zach.
Yes, Athea.
I object. First of all, I object to Ursula being involved in the election of the affiliate representative. Ursula is a staff person who, at a minimum, is supervised by the affiliate directors, or certainly affiliate directors take part in the supervision of her supervisor, number one. Number two is that the task force has no authority to determine the governance mechanism for the PNB. And certain members may have their preferences. It is not determinative. And it seemed to me, as a governance function, that it would be the me addressing the coordinating committee. It seemed to me that the governance committee be the more appropriate, not discounting the fact that I have consistently, as Nia indicated, been the person to send out the notice for the PNB. So, and that the having the governance committee would obviate neutralize the bias of staff and the political biases within the task force itself. So I vehemently object to staff managing the election of the directors.
Point of information.
I have no I have no objection to, and in fact, I proposed that the procedure that we used last time, as Mia described it, continue to be used under the circumstances and in this election. It doesn't make sense to have written ballots and all that when given the fact that this day and time and our dependence on email.
Okay, Richard had a point of information, so let's go there next.
As I understood what George was saying a minute ago, it was that the national office was going to be sending the information out. I didn't think that it was Ursula. I thought maybe she was just providing addresses or something. Was that wrong? Is that right?
No, he said Ursula was going to do it. Ursula should not be involved.
Ursula asked if she should send out the information, which is what I just said it was, which is how do you apply and by what date do you need to apply for, and that it should be sent to the national office. I authorized that. As far as I know, that's what's happening. So as far as the vote counts are concerned, they would be counted the same way as they have been before, as single transferable voting, and we can do that with the procedures that have already been in place.
To avoid Richard to the stat.
And then Mia.
Okay, we had Richard, and then we have Mia.
To avoid the conflict of interest possibility that Afia is talking about, could the national office send those things rather than Ursula? I mean, it doesn't really matter. It seemed to me like what would be sent would be a flyer of some kind that wouldn't typically talk about one group over the other or something like that. Also, just as a point of courtesy, I think, you know, and I was saying this about the national office doing this, that, and the other. I think that the national office it works under our ED, and I think we ought to ask ED about using her staff rather than assigning things to her staff. I don't think we have the authority to assign things to ED staff or to the PFO staff or whoever staff will wind up we're talking about there. And if something has gone out already, couldn't we send it through the national staff if that's okay with the executive director and take care of any kind of conflict of interest?
George to the stack.
George?
I don't know what conflict of interest we're talking about.
I thought Mia was next on the stack. Point of order. I
think that Mia actually was. I apologize. I went blank for a moment. Mia and then George.
Okay.
My apologies, George.
Ursula could notify people. There's nothing illegal about Ursula saying the affiliate election, you know, the deadline is November 15th. There is nothing illegal about that. Now, in terms of the ballot, I agree with Richard on this point. We need to ask Arlene, is it okay for Christine to collect the blank ballots? She could do that because during the evaluation period for the ED and the CFO, we did ask Arlene, could we do that, you know, send the blank ones to Christine, and then she could in turn send it to the secretary. It just so happened that the secretary of the board is also an affiliate director. You could have dual control. You could have Afia and somebody else control. Christine could collect them all and send them to two people, Afia and somebody else from the other side. You know, since you want to have dual control business. But I agree. I don't think that we should use the the limited staff that we have in the national office anymore for that.
Okay, I have George next on the staff, then I'm going to put myself on the staff. George?
This decision was made with Arlene's knowing fully about it. You can ask her whether she wants to have Christine do the counting or how else you want to do the counting, but it seems to me that we have a very simple thing here. We need to let people know, and we need to let them know quickly when the deadline is and how they go about applying. There's no sides in that. It's just a matter of sending out a notice saying, this is when the deadline is and this is when you apply. And Ursula has the list and can do that, and I've asked her to do it.
Arlene to the staff.
Arlene?
As I understand it, there won't be any counting in this. This is a matter of just collecting the people who wish to apply to be the affiliate representatives and passing those on to the board for their decision. So George talked to me about this, and I said, sure, that the resumes or whatever you want to call it, letters of intent, can be sent to Christine, and we can handle that from here and then pass that on to the board. It's also my understanding, although I'd have to double check, that Ursula just forwarded what George had put together to the affiliate listing so that all of the affiliates got the copy that the nomination period is open and what the requirements are.
Afia to that.
Okay, go ahead, Afia.
A point of contention is to what list the notices should be sent. And it is my position that it should be sent to every list that with which affiliates are associated. And it's Ursula's position that it should only go to the ones that she chooses, which are NFCB, GRC, and GM. I object to that. I think that it has to be the broadest possible number of lists and with maximal opportunity. Now, I don't know what you put together and gave to her. I think that it would have been appropriate that Jim and I at least had an opportunity to see it before it went out. And again, I do take the position that staff should not be involved in this election any more than staff, non-electoral staff, is involved in other elections in this organization. I find it extraordinarily offensive that affiliate matters are treated in such a disrespectful fashion. We're entitled to as much respect that the processes in which we are involved are entitled to as much integrity and transparency as any other vehicle in this organization.
George, the
and
spec.
Staff has no business being involved. And certainly
okay.
Not making decisions about who's going to get the notice.
Okay.
George, the spec.
Yeah, I have some procedural questions here about where we're going, but let's do it for a couple more minutes. George, you're next.
Yeah. My understanding is that the only people who can apply are affiliates, and that anybody from the they have to have the support of a GM from an affiliate station. And my understanding is that this is going out to all the affiliates. If that's not correct, I have a problem with that. But that is my understanding, that it's going out to all the affiliates, and those are the only people who can apply for this. So I really don't understand what the point of sending it out to larger lists is.
Afia, would you like to address that?
Yes, I would. To maximize the likelihood of the broadest possible response. That is that purportedly is what, on one hand, is argued that affiliates ought to have maximal opportunity for participation when it's convenient. But then when it's likely to occur, then every precaution is taken to reduce that or minimize that likelihood. I am maintaining the position I have consistently maintained, and that is that affiliates should have every possible opportunity to participate in representing ourselves. And
I have to speak again. Perhaps I wasn't clear on what I said and asked.
NFCB, GRC, and the GM list are not the only list, and any other list that exists, it needs to go there as well. It's like any other election where there's, you don't just send out a notice and expect people to respond. That's why with the general elections in Pacifica, there are requirements that there are notices on the radio, there are forums. I'm not saying that all of those things should attend the affiliates election, but there should be a serious effort to recruit, at least at a minimum, inform the maximal number of affiliates to gain the attention and to encourage participation and to simply perfunctorily send out some notice to selected
put me on the list, please.
It's not acceptable.
Put me on the list, please.
I hear people. You're on the stack. I have a point of information for Athea, which is that I think it might be helpful to identify other outreach modes that you think would work to reach the people that you're trying to reach. I think that, you know, that's kind of the piece that's missing here. And then I heard George, and I think I heard Arlene. So, George, you're next. Okay.
As I said before, my understanding is this is going out to all the affiliates, not a selected list of affiliates, all the affiliates. If it's not, I have a problem with that, but that's my understanding. There is nobody else except affiliates who can apply for this. So that's the whole world that can possibly apply for it will be notified. If you want to do other publicity things and send notices on to remind people from other places or, you know, to additional things, that's fine. But the person who had the list of all the affiliates, as far as I know, is the affiliates coordinator. And I asked her to send it out to everybody. And if that isn't what happened, that's a problem. But that's my understanding, is that is what happened.
Okay. I have Arlene followed by Richard on the stack. Arlene.
Arlene will be back in a second, so Richard can go next.
Okay, Richard.
Point of information.
Yes, Sophia?
I'd like to see the list to which they're going and the information that is sent out. If you would have that sent to me, I'd appreciate it.
George, can you facilitate doing that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. On to Richard.
I think the logic of what George is saying is sound. I think that the reality in that we have a universe of people that are eligible to be on this 147 stations or whatever it is, and something be sent to them. I think that I kind of question us sending them an email about it. I think we owe them a letter. You know, we owe a little class to this act. You know, because not everybody reads every email and stuff gets lost. And I think that what Afia's saying about putting the word out more broadly, I don't see any problem with that. And I think I heard George say he didn't see any problem with it either. I think the problem that Afia has is she doesn't trust Ursula. If Ursula is the sticking point here, then I think rather than argue about it, I think we'll just go around Ursula and send whatever again from the national office, and if it's okay with the ED and include these other places that Afia is interested in going to.
knowing full well that only the affiliates are the ones that are eligible to send back a form or nominate somebody, I guess it is.
Okay. I have Arlene and I think LaVarne on the stack. Arlene, you can go first.
No, LaVarne's not on the stack. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Arlene, then.
Okay, I did just confirm who it has been sent to already. And what it's gone to at this point was exactly what George had sent out, and it went to every one of the affiliates that have a signed contract with Pacifica, went to the GRC list, and it went to the NFCB list. I don't have any problem with it going to other lists. I don't see that's who's eligible to apply. So, you know, I think if anyone wants to forward it to anyone else, that's great. And if you want us to send it to anyone else, you know, we can do that from this office so long as it's a general listserv that we can post to. The only place that we have a complete listing of affiliates is Ursula does those contacts, and she's our employee, and that's how we communicate with affiliates.
Point of information?
Yes, Sophia.
You apparently, Arlene, had to wait from the phone when we agreed that you would send to me a copy of those lists and the information that was sent out?
I'm sorry, but you're breaking up, and so I'm not getting, if you're asking a question, I'm not getting no matter what you're saying, I'm not getting it. I'm sorry.
Well, it sounds to me like George agreed to send you the text of the email that went out, and I guess what you're looking for is the list of affiliates that are included in the affiliate mailing list so that you can check it and make sure that everybody is covered. I think George said that he would do that. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, I had to ask Ursula to send the list. I'm just forwarding the email that I sent to her, telling her what I wanted in the announcement going out. I just forwarded that to.
All right.
To,
so, Arlene, can you facilitate, I guess, Ursula sending the list of participants?
I want to see the list that Arlene is the list Arlene is using. What I want her to send to me.
Okay, so Arlene, that's the point of information for you. Can you send the list of affiliates to Lafia so she can check it?
But I can get the list that Ursula used.
Okay. Athea, would that address your concerns to get the list that Ursula used? And then if there are entities that aren't on it that you think should be, we can send supplementary emails?
Yes, please. How soon can I expect it?
I would assume that it won't take very long for me to get it. I'll request it tonight. I probably won't get it tonight, but I'll get it to you as soon as I get it, Athea.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes, Richard.
For Athea. Or Afia.
Okay.
Afia, when you contact these affiliates, are you going to mention Ursula at all in your correspondence?
Listen, the only people who ever mentioned Ursula is you all. You get confused about what the issues are. The issue is service to affiliates and the health of Pacifica, not of a single employee.
May I be on the stack, please?
Okay, I think that was a no, and yes, you can be on the stack.
We have a real problem, Afia, and you just want to fight. You don't want to work on it, I don't think. You lambast our staff member, Ursula, to the affiliates. And I don't think
that's not appropriate.
Richard, I'm stopping this right here. This is an open call. I think we are getting beyond the bounds of a conversation. It is reasonable for a board committee to have on an open call. Now, the coordinating committee doesn't have executive sessions. It could, and perhaps it needs to next time, and I can schedule one. But I think that this needs to stop right here. We can talk about who the announcement has been sent to and why, but we cannot go beyond that in an open call. We cannot, in my opinion.
Hello?
You told us not to go beyond it.
I don't think we should. I don't think that's appropriate. So if it is mutually acceptable to everyone, I am happy to schedule. When is the affiliate election?
We don't need to discuss this in the coordinating committee.
All right. Then I am going to the report out is going to be that George has sent the text to the affiliate outreach email to Athea, and Arlene is going to send, is going to get from Ursula the list of stations that it was sent to and send that to Athea, and that's where we're going to stop. Does that work okay for everybody?
Works for me.
All right, and if there are other issues regarding the affiliate director, we are basically kicking them back to the rest of the PNB to deal with because it's beyond our ken. Okay, so that said, we don't have anything left on our agenda. Our next meeting is Wednesday, November 3rd at 5:30 p.m. Richard, George, and Bill, I did send you a couple of possible suggestions for mid-range Houston hotels you might want to check out. I don't know the area, so I Googled.
Oh, okay, of course.
I don't know the Houston area. They may be stupid suggestions, but, you know, put them into the hopper while you guys are thinking about it. And I think, unless there's anything further, that we are adjourned.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
I'm staying on the call. Athea?
Yes.
Athea?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay. So the thing I need is essentially the minutes from the in-person meeting. They're not ready yet. I just need to know the motions that I need to do something about, because I know there were a couple where I sort of said, well, yes, I'll do that. And I need to forward them to LSBs or something like that. The one I know for sure is the recalcitrant LSB motion, but there was another one or two, and I'm afraid I just don't know what they were. Do you have the minutes together yet, or do you have enough so you can just send it to me?
I didn't realize until today that John had not sent, and actually I think maybe part of what you're thinking about actually is from a previous meeting.
No, it was just the in-person meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, I just sent to Terry the in-person meeting. It's not a link because John didn't give us a link this time, which I don't know why, but anyway, he did. So I'm in the process of sending him to him. And I've made arrangements with the court reporting service that I use for my office to do the open session, and they'll have those completed by next week. So I'll have them to send them directly to you as well as to me, because next week I go to Geneva and I'll be gone 10 days.
Okay,
so that won't hold you up. And I also have Terry, who's doing the negative, to send them directly to you as well as me, so that you'll have immediate access to that as well.
Great.
As far as you had mentioned motions, Rico, Alex, and someone else, Alex's motion was withdrawn. I'm not sure what Rico's was, but I will follow up on
you
that.
You don't have to. I wrote to Rico, and he sent me what he I assume it's what he put on the in any case, he's free to put it on the agenda. So that's taken care of. And the other one was Bill, and then Mia, I think, also had something, but she's also sent it to me. So as far
okay,
as the,
well, would you send
those.
Mia because they didn't send it to me, and
right.
Luckily
okay.
The only person who sent me a copy of their motion was Richard. His was on the hard copy. So I don't know, maybe I should send out a notice to everybody on the TV that they send it to the secretary as well as here. This is gonna be included in the minutes.
I'm gonna put together the agenda for tomorrow with the open session meetings, and it'll have all this stuff in it. It'll have all the ones. Well, it'll have the ones from Rico, the ones from Bill Crozier, and the ones from Mia in it. So you don't have to do it. I'll ask him to. Yeah, I mean, I can send you that. I can send it to you too. I mean, you'll get it too. But it isn't necessary unless there's some difference between what they're sending me now and what was actually done then. But I doubt that there is. I mean, and even if there is, it doesn't matter much. Are you still there? I see you.